Andy Deering first learned about the new headlights on at all times rule during a city council meeting in Craig. He says the mayor, police chief, and other city officials had not known that the rule was coming until just before signs started going up on Prince of Wales Island roads. Turns out it was happening on state roads throughout the southeast region.
We did a little research, and we found out that it was actually implemented as a sort of a unilateral decision by the southeast region traffic and safety engineer. A little further research found that the legislature had voted on this issue 9 times over the past years, and it was rejected 9 times.
Deering says he and other Prince of Wales Island residents are unhappy with the rule itself, but are particularly unhappy with how it was implemented.
We can argue back and forth about the utilitarian arguments of whether or not headlight use needs to be mandatory during daylight hours, but that's really beside the point here. The real point is that one unelected official was able to circumvent the legislature's wishes, and which really represents the wishes of the people.
And the mad as hell, it ain't taking it anymore.
That was Senator Bert Stedman, who also clearly isn't pleased with DOT's headlights rule for Southeast. He says it all came about because of a grant.
These guys cooked this thing up, get this grant from the federal government, those guys being some guys in the bowels of DOT.
It was federally funded, says DOT spokesman Jeremy Woodrow, although he says there was not a specific grant for this project. Woodrow says the approximately $25,000 signage program was part of the department's overall safety improvements effort, paid for through federal highway funding. Woodrow says state statutes do allow the department to make these kinds of determinations.
For the Department of Transportation in Southeast, we were evaluating different roadways in the region, looking at crash history and the amount of traffic on certain roads, and it was determined that there could be an improvement to the safety aspect of these certain sections of highway if we were to put up signage to ask motorists to turn their headlights on at all times. That means day or night.
But Stedman says DOT's own data shows that Southeast highways are not the ones that are most dangerous in Alaska.
And it's ridiculous, and so we put together a bill last year to deal with this.
That bill is Senate Bill 92, which would basically reverse the administrative rule regarding headlights.
It just lights me up that some bureaucrat in the bowels of DOT gets the grant and then starts telling us what we're going to do. We're a democracy. We have a legislature that makes those decisions.
Woodrow says DOT officials will be happy to work with state lawmakers to provide information whenever Stedman's bill moves through the legislative process. What the department probably won't have yet, though, is data on whether the headlights on rule has made a safety difference in the region.
Definitely too soon to tell. When we look at crash history, we look at the course over a long stretch of time, and that's really the only way you would be able to determine if there has been a reduction is to take, you know, a minimum 5 years to maybe 10 years in time.
Woodrow says there is data nationally and from other highways further north in Alaska that require headlights on at all times. That data shows a reduction in crashes, but that's not the important point for Deering. After all, newer vehicles with running lights that are on all the time eventually will replace older models, so that problem will go away by itself.
The problem that won't go away is the fact that the legislative process isn't working if this sort of thing is allowed to stand.
The legislative process for Stedman's headlights bill stalled in committee during this last session, in part because lawmakers were so focused on the state's massive budget deficit. Stedman says he plans to move the bill forward when the legislature reconvenes in January. With help from Maria Dudzak, I'm Layla Carey, reporting in Ketchikan.